Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Kapila's instructions on the execution of devotional service. Text 6. Swa Dishnyanam Eka Deshe Manasa Prana Dharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana Swadishnyanam Ekadeshe Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana Swadishnyanam Mekadeshe Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikunti Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana Swadishnyanam Mekadeshe Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana. Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana. Swadishnyanam Ekadeshe Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana. Swadishnyanam Ekadeshe Manasa Pranadharanam Vaikuntha Lila Vidyanam Samadhanam Tatmana. Mother James. Swadishnyanam. Within the vital air circles, Ekadeshe, in one spot, Manasa, mind. Prana, the vital air. Dharana, fixing. Vaikuntha Lila, on the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhidhyanam, concentration. Samadhanam, samadhi. Tata, thus. Atmana, of the mind. Translation. Fixing the vital air and the mind in one of the six circles of vital air circulation within the body, thus concentrating one's mind on the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is called samadhi or samadhana of the mind. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are six circles of vital air circulation within the body. The first circle is within the belly. The second circle is in the area of the heart. The third is in the area of the lungs. The fourth is on the palate. The fifth is between the eyebrows, and the highest, the sixth circle, is above the brain. One has to fix his mind and the circulation of the vital air, and thus think of the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. It is never mentioned that one should concentrate on the impersonal or void. It is clearly stated, Vaikuntha Lila. Lila means pastimes. Unless the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, has transcendental activities, where is the scope for thinking of these pastimes? It is through the processes of devotional service, chanting and hearing of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one can achieve this concentration. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord appears and disappears according to his relationships with different devotees. The Vedic literatures contain many narrations of the Lord's pastimes, including the battle of Kurukshetra and historical facts relating to the life and precepts of devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and Ambarish Maharaj. One need only concentrate his mind on one such narration and become always absorbed in its thought. Then he will be in samadhi. Samadhi is not an artificial bodily state. It is the state achieved when the mind is virtually absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swadishnyanam ekadeshe manasa prana dharanam vaikuntha lila vidyanam samadhanam tatatmana. Fixing the vital air and the mind in one of the six circles of vital air circulation within the body, thus concentrating one's mind on the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is called samadhi or or samadhana of the mind. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastya Chyadesh Tarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Vanchkap Charubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha Palitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Devotees, Lord Kapila is continuing his instructions on devotional service and on Sankhya Yoga and their interrelationship. Well, their interrelationships in different ways. This verse is interesting, particularly from the Sankhya Yoga point of view, that this, of course, the idea is to focus the mind in meditation on the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But the method for doing that, is very much a not part of the process of devotional service, but is part of such practices as Sankhya Yoga, or perhaps more particularly Ashtanga Yoga, but both actually. Yes, you could say mechanical type of process to help control the mind, train the mind, and get the mind fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, somehow or other. This is the particular sadhana which is being described here. Fixing the vital ear and mind in one of the six circles of vital ear. So this is a part. This is not a part. This is not a part of devotional service, of bhakti yoga. Particularly, it is not a part of devotional service as described by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We do not find such descriptions in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is some mention, but it's certainly not emphasized much. And it's not even really specifically detailed. But in, for example, the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, towards the end of the 8th chapter, there is some mention, directly or more indirectly, and definitely in brief, of some sort of practices of this type. But it is not an essential part of the process of devotional service as what to speak of as given by Lord Chaitanya, but even as given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. we know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he changed certain aspects of the process of devotional service as given by Lord Chaitanya in by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya changed some aspects of the process of devotional service as given by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Just one example, very important example, is that Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he particularly, there is emphasis on first you surrender, then you'll be accepted. Then you can become a real devotee. But Lord Chaitanya, his process was, whatever you are, just chant Hare Krishna. Whatever you are, just chant Hare Krishna. And yes, this is what he taught. And he is known as Patita Pavan. He delivered Jagai and Madai and others who were quite similar to Jagai and Madai. And he gave them devotional service before they had really surrendered, certainly before they had become purified. Like in the last verse or thereabouts of the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna talks about becoming purified, and then you can engage in devotional service with determination. In other words, before you become purified from sinful reactions, according to that verse, which is a prominent verse in Bhagavad Gita, then you can't really take to the process. But Lord Chaitanya, like Jagai and Madai, he accepted them, and then they took to the process, more or less. Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Ki Jai, Sri Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Certainly they didn't become very nicely purified and then they surrendered. So there are some differences in certain aspects. Ultimately, of course, the conclusion is the same. Full surrender on the basis particularly of chanting the holy names and reciting the glories of the Lord directly, indirectly, like that. Even in Bhagavad Gita, the great devotees are described as satatam kirtayantamam, always chanting the glories of the Lord. But anyway, so here, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, are absolute. But here, this is a description of some devotional activities, becoming focused on the pastimes of the Lord. Very important part of Krishna consciousness for us also. But through a process which is not relevant to us. It's not relevant. Even in Bhagavad Gita, it is just kind of abstractly referred to or indirectly. And there's definitely no question of it being a fundamental, essential practice to fix the vital air and the mind in one of the six circles of vital air circulation. Of course, the idea, the goal of doing that, the purpose, which is stated here, that you fix the air and vital air and the mind like this, And then Lord Kapila says, thus concentrating one's mind on the pastimes of the Lord. In terms of certain approaches to developing Krishna consciousness, you could say that. Working with the life ears helps. It helps focus the mind. Even for example, in a very well-known and popular process like Hatha Yoga, then the performance of pranayama, breathing exercises, is emphasized. And the idea, or at least one of the ideas of doing these breathing exercises, is that they may help in controlling the mind and focusing the mind. In Krishna consciousness, as taught by Lord Chaitanya particularly, and even as taught by Lord Krishna, this is not really, well, as taught by Lord Chaitanya, it's not even mentioned. As taught by Lord Krishna, as we said, it's more or less just touched upon and certainly not emphasized as an essential part of the process. But we are practicing Krishna consciousness as given by Lord Chaitanya. And of course, to focus the mind, on the pastimes of the Lord, on the form of the Lord, on the holy names of the Lord, on the instructions of the Lord, focusing the mind on the Lord in all these different ways, including the pastimes which are mentioned here, that's just a fully essential part of what Lord Chaitanya taught. But we cultivate focusing of the mind through different activities. Particularly we focus the mind through the chanting of Hare Krishna. 16 rounds a day. As much as possible, without offenses, of course. And if one becomes expert or really focused and purified and becomes very attached in a very nice transcendental way to the chanting of the holy names and hearing your chanting of the holy names, then one's mind becomes fixed. We read, actually, two or three, in our Chaitanya Charitamrita class, there was a verse, it was Madhyalila chapter 15, and let me just check, but as I recall, it may have been verse 108, very auspicious, 108, or what was it? Let's just have a quick look here. It was indeed. It was verse 108. In which Lord Chaitanya makes the point that one doesn't have to undergo initiation or execute the activities required before initiation. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. And thus even a man in the lowest class, Chandala, can be delivered. And Srila Prabhupada gave an extensive purport, which we went through in detail. And there were verses confirming this, because it's Lord Chaitanya speaking, confirming what the Lord says in the verse. But then towards the end, Srila Prabhupada, he discussed the descriptions of Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha. In Bhakti Sandarbha. In which the point is made that in order for someone to be able to chant the holy names up to the standard required to fulfill what Lord Chaitanya is saying here, that you don't need to be initiated, you just chant. In order to become advanced enough in Krishna consciousness to be able to simply chant without deviation, then Prabhupada went to some lengths with reference to Srila Jiva Goswami to point out that because in Kali Yuga people are very disturbed, Manda su manda matayo, manda bhagya hupadrita. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, lazy, quarrelsome, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Because people are like that, therefore they need some process of pacification before they will be easily able to just chant the holy names constantly in to the proper standard. So they need some preparation, some purification. And what is that? They need to go through the process of deity worship. Because that purifies the heart and purifies the mind so that it becomes easy enough, simple enough to chant up to the standard. Otherwise one may chant and the mind will not be able to become absorbed in the chanting. And as a result of not being able to become absorbed, then one will not be able to continue chanting. And really become attached to Krishna and come to this point, the point that Lord Kapila describes here, of concentrating one's mind on the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. And we understand from that it includes the transcendental names, the transcendental qualities, the transcendental instructions, the transcendental forms, all these aspects of the person of the Lord. The person of the Lord. Yes. So this is our process for achieving what Lord Kapila is presenting here in terms of his process, which is for Satya Yuga, silent meditation as the main activity, or maybe the only activity, but definitely the main activity for those days, for those types of people. The understanding there is that different religious processes I recommend it for each of the four ages. Kriteyam Yayato Vishnu, Tretayam Yajato Makai, Dwarparam Paracharyavam, Kalo Tad Harikirtanat. In the Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga, the recommended process is Jayato Vishnum, means silent meditation on the Lord. It's basically what Lord Kapila is talking about here. Then in Treta Yuga, Yajato Makai, the performance of fire sacrifice. Then Dwapara Yuga, Paracharyavam, deity worship. Paracharyavam literally means just serving the Lord. Serving the Lord. But particularly it's referring to serving the deity form of the Lord. And then, of course, Kalo in the Kali Yuga. Tad, the same things. Tad, that. Those same things can be achieved by Hari Kirtan. Chanting the holy names, but chanting the glories of the Lord in all the different ways, based on the chanting of the names. Yes, so this is our process then. This is our process, hearing and chanting, preaching and like that. Also in connection with the deities. Yeah, not neglecting deity worship and giving good attention to deity worship, and we will achieve the same goal. We'll become qualified to go back to Godhead, to enter into our eternal relationship with the Lord, and then go back to Godhead. So, here, Srila Prabhupada, first of all, Srila Prabhupada points out that this process is not impersonal. It's not impersonal. It's something very personal. It is never mentioned, Prabhupada says, that one should concentrate on the impersonal void. It is clearly stated. The verse itself says, Vaikuntha Lila. It could not be more clear. The pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world. We must meditate on these things. And unless the Lord or the Supreme Truth, the goal of the process of Lord Kapila, has transcendental activities, how are we going to do Vaikuntha Lila? Vaikuntha Lila Bidyanam means concentration of the mind on the Vaikuntha Lila. If the Lord doesn't have activities, if he's impersonal or void. So Prabhupada addresses that point first of all, basically. He explains, just more or less for the sake of information, what are these six circles of air within the body. But he doesn't get into that because it's not the point. Yeah, as we said, we achieve the same thing through chanting, our chanting and so on, with deity worship. But still, in principle, we can recognize, it's an interesting point, that the state of one's mind, the state of one's consciousness, is affected by the movements of air within the body. And one interesting point in that regard, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's at least one pastime in which Lord Chaitanya, as a young person, he's still a lover dweepy, he has not left home. But his father has passed away, and so therefore he's become initiated, and he's become absorbed in Krishna consciousness, which he was not at least manifesting before his father passed away. So, in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and in ways not being understood by others, Lord Chaitanya manifested madness in Krishna prema. It was all to do with love for Krishna, but people couldn't recognize it as such. And therefore, Mother Sachi and others who observed, they assumed it was just, you could say, normal insanity, if there is such a thing. It's just insanity. They couldn't see that it's connected, that it is Krishna conscious. So they brought one doctor, and the doctor said, okay, we need to give him some treatment for balancing the life ends. Because it was understood, and it is understood in Vedic medicine, that insanity of whatever type comes from an imbalance of these ends. We balance these ends through chanting the holy names. Generally, because we don't have the capacity for balancing the life ears, you know, elevating them through the different chakras and so on. So our process generally is through chanting the holy names. So then, Srila Prabhupada goes on to mention that, you know, we're talking about chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Lord, focusing the mind on the pastimes of the Lord. And Prabhupada says, as described in the Bhagavatam, the Lord appears and disappears according to his relationships with his different devotees. Particularly that's when he appears in this world, like, visibly. The point for us, though, here is that the Vedic literatures contain many narrations. Battle of Kurukshetra, life and teachings of Prahlad, Dhruva, Ambarish Maharaj. And Prabhupada says, all you need to do is focus your mind on one of those narrations. You can focus on more, the more the merrier, all the better. But the thing is that Srila Prabhupada in his wisdom has given us certain literatures, particularly Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also Nectar of Devotion. But the main are really Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And these are the pastimes. These are the teachings. These are the forms of the Lord upon which we should focus in terms of the narrations. We should focus on the descriptions which are there. Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita, why not? Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, and ultimately, particularly, Lord Chaitanya and his perceptions of Radha and Krishna Where as described by him and by our acharyas in Chaitanya Charitamrita, actually. And then we will achieve in our way, in our ways, we will achieve samadhi, total absorption of the mind on the Lord in different ways, becoming always, Prabhupada says, one need only concentrate his mind on one such narration and become always absorbed in its thought, then he'll be in samadhi. Yes, so therefore we have to chant, therefore we have to study the books, because it's from those books that we will get all that information, the descriptions of the pastimes and descriptions of the forms, qualities, instructions. We'll get them from the books. Otherwise, we read, actually we read, didn't we? It was in the purport of verse 4. Therefore, reading standard scriptures is necessary for executing yoga. Practicing yoga without reading the standard literatures is simply a waste of time. So in regards to our attempts, our efforts to progress in devotional service, then we should understand that if we don't read the books, then our efforts in Krishna consciousness will gradually start deteriorating. Without that shakti, which is received from the studying of the books, along with the shakti, which is the first thing from the chanting of the holy names, but also the shakti from reading the books, then our focus on the Lord will gradually subside. It'll gradually reduce, and we'll find ourselves caught in between Krishna consciousness and material consciousness. Yes. Therefore, studying the instructions of the Lord, studying the pastimes, studying about the forms, all these things from the books, this is, sometimes it's said, in fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, at the end of the Madhyalila, right at the end, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the pastimes of Lord Krishna and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as being the food, like food grains for the devotees, that an ordinary person eats food grains to become strong physically. So the devotees, to become strong spiritually, have to read and become absorbed in those pastimes and instructions and the descriptions of the forms and like that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, deterioration of Krishna consciousness will occur. And one will notice that in that the mind will become more difficult to control, until ultimately one is really losing control of the mind on a regular basis. And that is great danger signal, that to fall from Krishna consciousness, some more like serious fall down could easily occur. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Keja. Now just hold on. Any comment or question, Maharaj? Huh? No. Name? Yes. Loud and clear.
Maharaj, you're mentioning that insanity is linked to the airs in the body, and that the chanting vibration that is in the airs. So I'm thinking, I understand the theory, but I'm thinking practically, recently, well, not recently, some years now, there was a seminar by Radha Gopinath Rupiah on Kuwaiti care, and the biggest factor among 16 factors was emotional and mental health. So I wonder practically, how do we balance these two? If I say the chant of
Hare
Krishna,
so all forms of insanity. Yeah, well, okay. So the question is about this point, about balancing the life, or when the life airs go out of balance, that being the cause of insanity from the Vedic perspective. And Mataji Rukmini heard a seminar from Radha Gopinath Mataji about devotee care, in which I guess the main part was it? Or an important part?
A survey that what devotees are most.
Okay. That a survey was done that what sort of care do devotees need the most? Emotional and mental. Okay. So, yes. Well, to chant the holy names without offenses would be a massive help. But just like we're reading, we read last night and the night before in Sri Upanishad, there are many people who cannot just take up devotional service and just give up everything else. And for people like that, at least as Prabhupada explains in Sri Upanishad, they should be dovetailed in even doing some altruistic activities, but, you know, with a real effort to keep Krishna in the center, and gradually they'll become qualified for more like serious, full Krishna consciousness. So we've had experience. I've observed myself. I've personally known very well, particularly one devotee who I can remember in South Africa, who, if he took his pills regularly, he was quite a nice devotee. But if he didn't take his pills, and he was inclined to not take his pills, then he would become insane. He would become not just, you know, some mental trouble or anxiety, he would actually become mad. Yeah. Until we got him to take his pills again. Then he'd calm down. So, yeah, for when devotees are not so advanced in Krishna consciousness, then the need to dovetail, you know, like, well, certain types of care and encouragement and to help them understand certain even material situations in their lives may be required for the sake of their emotional and mental, you know, whatever, stability, so that they can go on and progress and become much more focused. And when they become much more focused, those things will automatically be taken care of just through ongoing Krishna consciousness. Like learning counseling skills, how to help people deal with different types of problems that crop up in life. Marital problems, that's one for sure. And other types of problems. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Kejaya.